This is Dugarris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarris. This is flyer number 725, entitled Weaponizing Masculist Hatred of Fluffy Man Slavery and Monoconscious Feminist Hypocrisy. Description. Masculists have a hatred of manslaving fluffies and of the hypocrisy of monoconscious feminists. The monoconscious preaching of feminists that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors of women, with no mention of the reverse case, has made young women so repulsive to young men due to their feminazi bitchiness that now two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, thus crashing the birth rate and wiping out whole populations. So monoconscious feminism has to be destroyed. Masculists can do this by expressing mass hatred of fluffies and monoconscious fluffy feminists, forcing them to fip up and to become biconscious by learning some masculism, or they will be forced to die slow, miserable deaths, rotting on the shelf due to total neglect by masculists, by most men. Floats off. Weaponizing masculist hatred of fluffy manslavers and fluffy feminist hypocrites, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarris. Email profhugodugarris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodugarris.wordpress.com. This flyer shows how masculist hatred of fluffy manslavery and fluffy feminist hypocrisy can be weaponized to solve many gender political problems that both men and the planet have. This sounds rather vague, so let me elaborate more on what I mean. Monoconscious feminism has made young women so repulsive to young men that in the US, at least, two-thirds of young US men refuse to even date young women, claiming that these young women are undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. Feminism is a deeply misandrist, gynocentric ideology that preaches to women that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. There's absolutely no talk within feminism that gender oppression is a two-way street, that is, that women oppress men too. And in fact, women oppress men far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades. The masculists talk of the big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, that is, women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Masculists see manslavery as the worst of all gender crimes in either direction, men against women or women against men. Masculists are abolitionists, seeing manslavery as literally a thousand times worse problem than was Negro slavery, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves in the US in the early 1800s, and there are several billion manslaves today in the world. Masculists have a hatred of fluffies, that is, the masculist term based on the word fluff, for traditional women who expect to live off the money and labour of a man for decades, thus manslaving him and oppressing him for decades. Masculists see fluffies as vermin, manslaving, divorce raping vermin, to be so severely punished as to be exterminated by being totally ignored by men, left to rot on the shelf, not even pumped and dumped, so that fluffies die out, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually, that is, truly hated. Masculists argue that it was men who gave women science-based medicine, so that today women have a life expectancy of 85 years. So even women who stay at home for some years looking after small children still have a career window of half a century, especially given that men gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, etc., so enabling women to have the number of children that they choose to have, which is typically 0, 1, or 2 in most cases. Given these realities, masculists stand up, point the finger at women, and tell them in no uncertain terms, quote, "Now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get you killed by being totally ignored by men, forced to rot on the shelf," end quote. Masculists see that 80 to 90% of young women today still choose to study what the masculists label as fluffy crap, making these young women fluffy crappers. That is, choosing to study fluffy crap majors in high school and college, getting diplomas that the economy does not value, so are unable to earn decent salaries, so grow up to be fluffies, who expect, consciously or unconsciously, to be able to parasite off the labour and money of a man, thus manslaving him for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, in the hated, fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts. As stated above, and in the very title of this flyer, masculists have a hatred of fluffy manslavers and fluffy feminist hypocrites. Masculists see women oppressing men far worse than vice versa. So when biconscious masculists, brackets, biconscious equals, being familiar with both masculist and feminist ideas, close brackets, come across monoconscious feminists, brackets, monoconscious equals, the only gender politics one has heard of is feminist, close brackets, trashing men publicly for the ways that men oppress women, that feminism has taught them, that is, that feminism has brainwashed them to believe, then these biconscious masculists see these monoconscious feminists as hypocrites and are very angry with them. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as more than just hypocrites, but far worse, as indirect geociders. That is, they are wiping out whole populations due to their preaching of feminist hatred of men to young women, making young women so repulsive to young men that young men refuse to even date young women, thus crashing the birth rate, and hence wiping out whole populations. So masculists feel a strong obligation to wipe out monoconscious feminism to stop the population crash. Now we come to the heart of this flyer. How to destroy monoconscious feminism? Question mark. Answer: with biconscious masculist hatred. Hatred of fluffy man slavery and hatred of monoconscious feminist hypocrisy. Masculist arguments are very powerful, a lot stronger than feminist arguments, since many of women's gender crimes against men are far more serious than men's against women, for example, the big three mentioned above. So masculists have devised a strategy to wipe out monoconscious feminists, and that is to attack them with such hatred that these monoconscious feminists are forced to become biconscious, or they are exterminated by being viciously, verbally, violently, hatefully, ideologically attacked with masculist rhetoric, forcing these women to realize that they are truly hated by biconscious masculists, both male and female. To make this strategy more visualizable and intuitive, imagine a biconscious masculist coming across a monoconscious feminist who makes a misandrist remark in his presence. Being a biconscious masculist who is convinced that monoconscious feminism is wiping out whole populations, he is strongly motivated to set her straight by teaching her some masculism, arguing that once a former monoconscious feminist becomes biconscious, she loses her monoconscious anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, by having that anger cancelled by her female masculist anger at women for the far worse ways that women oppress men. This will make her a lot less feminazi bitchy, much less a misandrist male-dumping feminazi cunt, and hence be a lot more approachable by men, so that she is a lot more likely to have, and especially to keep, a boyfriend. So that she votes with men for the men fairing of the gender laws, for reform of the divorce courts, for the establishment of GECs, GECs, gender equality committees in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male maskless politicians. So the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is definitely not yet the case today. The bioconscious maskless then starts to harangue the monoconscious feminist, whom he sees as a geocider, hence hated and to be destroyed. He lashes out at her with such words as, quote, "Learn some masculism, you monoconscious, male-dumping, feminazi cunt. You fat, ugly, unfuckable. You hated, monoconscious hypocrite. Learn that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that women oppress men worse than vice versa. You feminazis preach that gender oppression is a one-way street, so that millions of young women now have made themselves repulsive to young men, since these young women see men as oppressors, as unattractive, not to have relationships with, not to reproduce with. So you feminists are indirectly wiping out whole populations, so you must..."